Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nazir Daf Lamed. We're going to be, Ezras Hashem, be finishing off the fourth perek, and we begin about a third of the way down with the new Mishnah, Lamed Omed Aleph. And the Mishnah begins, and this is also Chazara for us. Ha'ish megaleach al nezirus oviv. A man is permitted under certain circumstances to go and take funds that his father had designated for the father's nezirus, and then Nebuch the father passed away, so under certain circumstances the son is going to be able to go and take those funds and pay for his own korbanos with those funds. Now, the girsa that we have in the Mishnah is felt by both the Rosh and Tosus to be incorrect, and it is not consistent with the Gemara that we had a few days ago, where I said we learned this, and today is really Chazara on that, so we're going to read it in the correct way, which is the girsa that you can find again in the Rosh, Hochi Garsinon, on the bottom, of the Rosh, or in Tosos, Ha'ish Megaleach Al-Naziris Oviv. So, pick one of them and follow along from there, rather than following along in our Mishnah. So, Ha'ish Megaleach Al-Naziris Oviv. A man is permitted under certain circumstances to go and take the korbanos money that his father had set aside for the father's Naziris, and the son can take that when the father Nebuch passes away. The son is permitted under certain circumstances to use those funds for bringing his own korbanos. However, vein isha migaleches, but this doesn't apply to a woman. If a woman were to become a nazira and say, I would like to use the money that my father had designated for his korbanos after he passed away, so then this doesn't work under any circumstance. Ketzad, under what circumstance does it work for the son to be able to go and take his father's nazirus money when the father Nebuch passed away? So, mi shahaya hu the oviv. That's the correct gears over here, that we're dealing here with a father and son that both had taken upon themselves nazirus originally. Mi shahaya hu the oviv nazirim. The hifrish oviv mos neziruso umes. And the father had taken funds, set them aside for his korbanos nezirus when he becomes tahor, and unfortunately the father passed away, and those funds are sitting there now. So Rav Yossi Omer, the opinion of Rav Yossi, we'll see that there are those that argue with Rav Yossi in the Gemara. Rav Yossi's opinion is, Hare Elu Yiplu L'Nedova. This is the Halacha Moshe Sinai that we had discussed previously, that those funds go for Keitz HaMizbeach, they go to purchase Olos for the Tzibur, and that is an acceptable usage for that money when they are Stumim. They weren't designated for specifically for the chatas, or for specific korbanos. But if they were stumim, so then they're allowed to go for keitz hamizbeach. This doesn't have the son in this situation being able to use those korbanos money that his father had set aside, because in this situation, he was already a nazir before the father passed away. The Ezu Shemagaleach Al-Naziris Oviv. So what then is the case that the Mishnah started off telling us, Ha'ish Megaleach Al-Naziris Oviv Ein Ha'ish Megalechas Al-Naziris Oviv? So what is that case? So Harei Shohaya Oviv Nazir. The father was originally a Nazir, but in this situation, the son was not yet a Nazir. And the father designated funds, Vayulomo Stumim, the father designated unspecified money. He just put aside money without specifying that it was for the chatas or for specific korbanos. He said, this pile of money will be used to buy my Naziris korbanos. And then Nebuch, the father, passes away, umes. Now the son at this point is not yet a Nazir. So here is where the son has the right to say, the Omar, the son can say, Hareini Nazir, Al-Minas Shagaleach Al-Mos. I will become a Nazir on the condition that I can use those funds of my father to go and pay for my korbanos Nazir that I will eventually have to bring. Oh, this works. Zehu, this is a case. Shemagaleach al-Naziris Oviv. This is the way a child can use those funds that the father had put aside for his Naziris korbanos, albeit they were stumim, they weren't specified. Hachi Garsinon, the Perish Kadmonim. Tilsa says, this is the correct girsa that we should have, and this fits in with what we learned previously. However, Ubepirush Rabbeinu Baruch Ubaharbe Svarim, this is the girsa that we have, but there are other girsos that say Dehu the Aviv Nazir Megaleach Amos Aviv. There is the girsa that we have in our Gemara that says the exact opposite. It's only when he was already a Nazir with his father, and then the father passes away, that you can use those funds for the son. However, and the Gilyon of the Ranishburg changes around the gears over here and says, however, you can see this in Ozvav, the im eino b'chai aviv, but if he wasn't the Nazir while his father was alive, then he isn't able to use those funds. The exact opposite of our Mishnah. There are ways to learn the Mishnah with the gear so that we have it with this other gear so that we just said, but we'll learn it the way the Rosh and Tosos say, which is that the son can only use those funds if he wasn't a Nazir when the father died, and he cannot use those funds if he was already a Nazir before the father passed away. Okay, that's our Mishnah. We start off with the Gemara. The Gemara asks, my taima, what is the reason? Now, what does it mean, what is the reason? So, some of the Mepharshim here, such as Darash, say it means, my taima, what is the din, the bottom line in Darash, my taima, megaleach haneziris aviv. Why is he allowed to go and use his father's money that he put aside, albeit unspecified, whereas in regards to other korbanos, we have the drasha korbano. For example, if the father had put aside a chatas, we'd said, no, the son can't use that because it's korbano, who yotze. It's only with his own korban he can fulfill his obligation. Then he yotze the korban of it. So how come over here there is an exception to that rule of korbano, whereas in other places there is no such exception? That's the question that the Rosh has. The Tosos over here, and also the Mefarish, they say, no, what does it mean, my taima? Why is it that ein isha megaleches al mo'os over here? Why is the man allowed, only the son, under the circumstances that we mentioned, allowed to use the father's korbanos, but why is the woman not allowed? So whatever the question is, whether it's the question like the Rosh or the questions like Tosos, the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yochanan, simple. Halacha hi b'nazir. It's halacha l'moshe b'sinai. You can't ask questions on halacha l'moshe b'sinai. This is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said. We can try to figure out what the possible rationale might be for that. We always have an obligation to try to understand the Torah, but the bottom line is, if this is halacha l'moshe b'sinai, then fine. Torah says that a son can give him a galeach, but not the daughter. Or, like the Rosh says, in this situation you can use the funds, whereas in the case of a chatas, you can't use the funds of the father. Fine, halacha l'moshe b'sinai solves all problems. Now the Gemara says, pshita, if you're telling me that the son is allowed to go and be megaleach, but the daughter can't be megaleach, similar to what Tosos and the Mefarish said was the question of my taima, but even if you hold like the Rosh, and that wasn't the question, the Gemara is now saying, pshita, it should be obvious that the son can be megaleach, and the daughter should not be able to be megaleach. We don't need a halach l'moshe b'sinai over here. My lemeimra, what's the chiddush over here, this halach l'moshe b'sinai? The ben yoresh is of it in Baslo, that the son inherits the father, and the daughter doesn't. So of course, if there's a son, then the son would be able to use the funds, and the daughter wouldn't be able to use the funds. This is the standard rules of Yerusha, that a son inherits, and in the presence of a son, the daughter doesn't inherit. So Gemara says, no. The question would be, lo tzricha, the less lay el abas. If a man doesn't have any sons, he only has a daughter, and now the daughter says, I wish to be a Nazir, and I'll use my father's funds to go and pay for my Nazir's korbanos. That still doesn't work, and you need it for that situation. I would have said, if it goes through the regular rules of Yerusha, so then Yershin, so the woman would be allowed to go and then take those funds and use them for her korbanos, for Naziris, if she accepts upon herself now to be Nazira. So Ma'al the Tamar Yarshin, you might have said that she should be allowed to. So the Gemara says, no, Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai, Gemirin law, that she's not allowed to go and do that. Oh, that's the Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai. And we turn to Lamed Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Komash V'lon, Halach, this is the Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai. Okay, now the Gemara asks, Yibayluhu, the yes in the base Medrash, what is the Halach in our Mishnah? Does the opinion of Rav Yossi, is that everybody's opinion? Or, as I alluded to, do the Chachamim disagree with Rav Yossi? Pligi Rabbanan Alei de Rav Yossi, alo pligi. Our Mishnah just has one opinion. It just says the opinion of Rav Yossi that, in fact, the son can only be Megaleach under certain circumstances and not under other circumstances is he able to use the funds of his father. So, is there a Machlokis in our Mishnah? Is there a Chachamim or other opinions that disagree with Rav Yossi? Or is Rav Yossi the Das Kulam? That's question number one. And if you want to say, Vimtimsi Lomar Plige, and if you want to in fact say that the Chacham argue with Rav Yossi, there's other Tanoim that argue with Rav Yossi, in what way do they argue? Do they argue Aresha or Asefa? Do they argue on the first part of the Mishnah, the case where there were the father and the son both were Nazirim already, and in that situation, the opinion of Rav Yossi was that the son cannot go and use those funds? And do the Chacham say, yes, the son can go and use the funds even in that situation? Or they only, if they argue with Rav Yossi, they're only arguing on the Seifa, which says that Rav Yossi holds that the son can use the funds if he wasn't a Nazir yet at that time, and he says, I'll become a Nazir if I can use those funds. And the Chacham say, no, even in that situation, he can't use those funds. So if there is an opinion of the Chacham that argues with Rav Yossi, do they argue on the Reisha, or do they argue on the Seifa? So when it says Toshma, the following Brisa will answer our question. The Brisa says, Kesad, under what circumstances, Amru wa Ishma Galech and Aziris Abib, in what circumstances is the son allowed to go and take the funds of his father, Megaleach HaNaziris Aviv, and use them for his own karbanos? So the din is, Mishaya Aviv Nazir, if the father was already a Nazir, the Hifrish Aviv Maos LeNaziruso, and the father designated funds unspecified, they were not said as to what they are, they're Maos Stumim, for payment of all three of his karbanos Nazirus, and then Nebuch the father passed away, Umeis. Only in that situation does the Brisa say, the Omar Harini Nazir Amanash Shagaleh Hamos Abba, the son now says, I will become a Nazir on the condition that I can use those funds for my korbanos. So this is exactly Rav Yossi's opinion. Zeo Shemagaleh Hamos Abba. Yes, this works. Aval, Misha Yehuv Aviv Nazirim. But in the case where both the father and the son were already Nazirim, and then the father separated the money, Vifrish Aviv Moslem Nazirusi separated funds Stumim, without specifying them for his Chatus or for the Olu of the Shlomim, and then the Nebuch, the father, passes away, Umeis. So this is a case where Hare Elu Yiplu Nadava, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. This is exactly Rabbi Yossi's opinion from the Mishnah, that in that situation where the son was already a Nazir, so then the son cannot use those monies that the father had put aside, and those funds will go for Ketz HaMizbeach, Yiplu Nadava, there'll be olos for the Ketz HaMizbeach. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. If we stopped over here, this would be just a reiteration of the Mishnah. However, here we introduce the opinion that argues with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda, these three great Tanoim, they disagree with Rabbi Yossi. Amru, they hold, Zehu, this is a case, Shemagaleach HaMos Aviv, even when both of them are Nazirim already. Nevertheless, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda say, even in this situation, the son is able to go and take those funds that his father had put aside and use them for his own Naziris, which he had already accepted upon himself while the father was alive. So clearly, according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda, they say that not only in the case where the son wasn't a Nazir can he use those funds, but even in the case where the son was a Nazir, they expand upon the opinion of Yossi and say, even in the case where the son already was a Nazir, he would be allowed to use those funds. So the Brisa clearly shows that the Chachamim argue with Rav Yossi in the case of the father and the son already both being Nazirim. Rav Yossi says in that situation, the son cannot use the funds, whereas the opinion of Rav Lezer, Rav Meir, and Rav Yehuda is in that situation, the son can use those funds even though he already was a Nazir. Now the Gemara is going to ask a number of questions, which we're going to end up at the end of the parak. The last words are going to be teiku. Boy, Rabbi asked the following shayla. Yesh lo shnei banim nazirim, if a father had two sons that both were nazirim. And if you go like the opinion of the Chachamim, so then it's not a problem if they already were nazirim. If you go like the opinion of Yossi, they weren't yet nazirim, and then the father passed away, and they wanted to take upon themselves the naziris using the father's monies that he had set aside for their korbanos. So now you have two sons that wish to use those funds. Mahu, how do we apply the rule? Do we follow the rules of Yerusha, or is the halacha Moshe Misenei different? What do we mean? Do we say, Hilchaso Gemirin Law, this is halacha Moshe Misenei, and it works outside the rules of Yerusha, and therefore, called the Kodim Gilach Gilach, whoever accepted upon himself first to use those funds, gets those funds. So even if the Yerusha would entitle each of them to get 50-50 of those funds, but the halacha Moshe Misenei says that if Reuven, the son Reuven, said, I want to be a Nazir, before the son Shimon said, I want to be a Nazir, Amanas Shagaleach B'mos Aviv, so then instead of spilling it 50-50, the halacha Moshe Misenei says, Kol Dekodim Gilach Gilach, whoever accepted upon himself first gets to use 100% of the funds, and the other son gets nothing. That goes against the rules of Yerusha, but if that's the halacha Moshe Misenei, that's fine. Or do we say, oh, Dilma, no. The halacha is, this is a regular rule of Yerusha, even though it's halacha Moshe Misenei, Yerusha Gemirin Law, Upagi have it. And this follows the normal rules of Yerusha. So if there are two sons, so if one son says, I do not wish to be a Nazir, so then fine, this other son will get all of it. But if both sons say they wish to be a Nazir, so then each of them only get 50% of those funds to use for their own korbanos, the other 50% of their korbanos will have to go pay for themselves. So that's the first question. We don't give an answer to it. Now, we have the Girsa Boy Rava. Some suggest this Girsa is also Boy Rabba. In any event, the next question that's asked is, what happens if there are two sons, exact same scenario, but one is the Bechar, and he would be entitled to Pishnayim. He normally would get an extra portion. So when you have two sons, one a Bechar and one a Pashut, so then you divide the Yerusha that the Bechar would get two-thirds. and the Pashut will get one third. Why is that? Because you divide the Yerusha up into three. Whenever you have a Bechor, you add on an additional portion to the Yerusha as if there were another son. So if there's seven sons, so then you divide the Yerusha up into eight portions. And the Bechor would get two of them, and everybody else gets one. If there's only two sons, so the Bechor, you divide the Yerusha up into three portions, and the Bechor takes his own portion, plus the extra portion that he gets is a Bechor, and the Pashut only gets his regular portion. So in a situation where there are two sons, so the Bechor would normally be entitled to two-thirds of the Yerusha, and the Pashut son would be entitled to one-third of the Yerusha. So Rava or Rabba asked the question, in this situation, do we say Hilchaso Gemirin Law, the Hilchach Lo Boy Geluche Lefum Mai Deshakel? So therefore, we do not follow the regular laws of Yerusha, and the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim in this situation, and therefore, the Hilchach Lo Boy Geluche Lufum Mai Deshakel. He doesn't get what he would normally get from the rest of the Yerusha, which is Pishnayim. Here, whoever would say first, I would go and be the Nazir, Mustam would get 100%. If they said it at the same time, then they would split it 50-50. Or do we say no? Even though it's halach l'moshe b'sinai, it comes down following the regular laws of Yerusha. So the Bechor would get two-thirds. Let's say they said simultaneously, or they agreed, we'll split this like the way we split the Yerusha. So then the Bechor would get two-thirds of it, and the Pasha would get one-thirds. Ki hechi d'shakel pishnayim hochi megalach. So therefore, over here too, he would be entitled to go and take the two-thirds of the funds for payment of his Nazirus Korbanus, and the Pasha would only get one-third of the funds. Now, the Imtim Silomar Rava or Rabba says, okay, we didn't answer that question. But if you want to tell me that the answer is Imtim Silomar Yerushahi, that we follow the rules of Yerusha here as well, Ulufum Dishakum Galeach, and just like the Bechor would get two-thirds of the rest of the Yerusha, so we would get two-thirds of the Naziris funds, and the Pasha would get one-third of the Naziris funds, just like he gets one-third of the rest of the Yerusha. Let's say you wanted to paskin like that, and we normally do paskin like an Imtim Silomar, so let's say that is the Halacha, Ubechulin, but maybe that concept that the Bechor gets the two-thirds only applies in regards to Chulin that they inherit from the father, but not in regards to Kachan that they inherit from the father. Or maybe not. Or no, we say since they're using it for their payment of their korbanos, so it goes through the regular rules of Yerusha, and the Bechor does get two-thirds. So this is the follow-up question that Rava or Rabba asks. Again, no answer is provided. Then the last case is what happens if it was Aviv Nazir Olam, Vuhu Nazir Stam, or Aviv Nazir Stam, Vuhu Nazir Olam. Let's say the father and the son had different types of Naziris. So the simple case in our Mishnah, according to everybody, would be if the father had taken upon himself a Naziris, set aside money, stumim, for his karbanos, and then he died, the son can definitely, in that situation, say, I'll become a Nazir using my father's funds to pay for my karbanos. Everybody agrees to that. But that's assuming that the father and the son both had a stam naziris, let's say, of 30 days. They both were a stam nazir. Whether it was 30 days or not is irrelevant. But what about the case where the father has a different type of naziris than the son? For example, the father had taken upon himself nazir olam. We had spoken about that early in the Masechta. A nazir olam is somebody that goes and cuts his hair on a certain time interval, even though he's a nazir, and he brings the korbanos of taglachas at that time. So we had one opinion say once a year, we had opinion say once a month, we had opinion say even once a week. So the father is a nazir olam, and the son says, I'm only taking upon myself 30 days. I'm only taking upon myself a nazir stam, a set, specified period of time. So can the son use the korbanos of the father, the money that the father had set aside in that situation, or not? Or vice versa. The father had just taken upon himself a stam naziris, and the son says, I want to be a nazir olam. Can, since the usage is different, can the son use those funds that his father had set aside for the different naziris that he took than his father? My, what's the halacha? Do we say, ki gemirin hilchasa b'stam naziris? Do we say that the halacha l'moshe b'sinai, that the son is allowed to go and use those funds, so that only applies if they have the same level of naziris? It's only for a stam naziris. But if the son's naziris is different than the father's naziris, so then it doesn't apply. Or do we say, no, Odilma, Loshna, doesn't make any difference. This is not Locha Moshe Misinai. The son is allowed to use the money that the father had set aside if the father died. So everybody agrees the son in that situation can use those funds regardless of whether his Naziris is the same as the father or not. Odilma, Loshna. Now, we don't give an answer to that. And we follow up. Vim Timsilomar, Hocha Idiv Idi, Naziris Tahara. If you want to say, yes, whether the son has the same or a different nazirus than the father, whether the father is a nazir olam, the son is a nazir stam, or the father is a nazir stam and the son is a nazir olam. Yes, those funds are able to be used by the son. That's because they're both talking about nazirus tahara. They're both talking about a taglachas that's done at the conclusion of a set period of time or at the conclusion of the nazirus. And that's why the halacha Moshe Sinai allows it to be used. But what about the following case? Boy, Rav Ashi says, what happens if the father was setting aside funds for his nazirus betumah? He had become tame, so he set aside funding for the karbanos that he would bring at the conclusion of his becoming tahar from his tummy to masmeis. So Aviv is Nazir Tameh. The father had set aside funds to pay for the two bird offerings, the Olam, the Chatas, and for the Asham, the Hu, Nazir Tahar. And the son says, I will become a Nazir, and I will use those funds that my father had set aside for his Nazirus Tumah Karbanos, and I will use it for my Nazirus Tahar Karbanos, my Ola, Shlomim, and Chatas. So is that allowed or not? That's what Rav Ashi asks. Do we say if the father was Tame and the son was Tar, he can use those Korbanos or not? Or vice versa. If the father was Aviv, Nazir Tar, the father was a Nazir Tar, and the son said, I will become a Nazir and I want to use those Korbanos, and then he's allowed to use those Korbanos, but then he becomes a Nazir Tame. So he has to go bring the two bird offerings and the Asham. Can he use those funds to go and pay for those Korbanos? My, what is that law in that situation? Now let's analyze this a little bit more before we get to the end, which is Teiku, that we're not going to have an answer to any of these questions. And let's look in the Tosos, Boy, the last Tosos in the Parak. So Boy Rav Ashi, Aviv Nazir Tomei, who Nazir Tomei? For example, Aviv Nazir Tomei, Nitma, the Hifrishmos, Letziporim, the Asham. The father had taken upon himself a regular Naziris, and then he became Tomei. And he therefore has to go bring the Korbanos, the two bird offerings, and the Asham, and he set aside funds for those, and Nebuch, then he died. Mahu. What is the halacha? She Yosef b'no al oso mos lahavi chatas olu v'shlamin l'nezirus tahara. That will not pay the two bird offerings, and the asham is much less than the amount that a person would have to pay for three animals, right? Two birds and one animal are going to cost a lot less than three animals. So the question is, can the son use them in part and add on his own funds to pay for the rest? Or, alternatively, inami, aviv nazir tameh, the father was a nazir tameh, the Chazar, the Hiskel, Uman, and Naziris Tahara, and he'd taken care of his Korbanos Tuma, and now he's restarting his calculation for Naziris Tahara. Ho, the Nitma, lo, have you dumi the Naziris de Ben? Or do we say that this is just a different type of Naziris than his son, because he had Naziris Tmeya in between his accepting upon himself the Naziris Tahara? The son, de lo Nitma. So in that situation, do we say, lo megalech, aviv Nazir Tahar, the Hifrish, Mos, the father hadn't yet undergone the full completion of his nazirus and set aside funds in that situation, but the son, who nazir tamei mao, now the son took upon himself nazirus and the son became tamei. Is he allowed to shiavi yaden siporin min hamos shiifrish aviv the nazirus tahara? Can the son use those funds that his father designated for animals, and can the son use them for his bird offerings, the ola and chatos bird offerings that he would bring to complete his Naziris Betumah? Now note, Tosas doesn't say, could he use those funds to go and pay for his Asham? The simple understanding would be that the father's funds, the Mos Stumim, were only for an Ola, a Shlamim, and a Chatas. So he could use those funds just to pay for the bird offering, for the Ola and the Chatas, because the father had separated funds for an Ola and Chatas, albeit the father was for an animal, and these are for birds. That's not a problem. It's the same shame of the carbon. But the implication of Tosos would be that you couldn't use those korbanos to pay for the asham, because the father's stumim funds were not for an asham, they were for an ola, a chatas, and a shlomim. In any event, we don't answer any of these questions from the first boy Rabbah, and the Gemara leaves it off with Teiku. We don't have an answer, and normally we go in these situations, because the Naziris is the Oraisa, so we normally go L'chumra. With this, we conclude the fourth parak, the beautiful fourth parak. Hadron Alecha Misha Amar, Hadron Alecha Misha Amar, Hadron Alecha Misha Amar. Relatively short shiur today. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the new fifth parak, Beishamei Omrim. Have a wonderful day.